Hello and welcome to the Southside Church of Christ Bible Study Podcast. This podcast is designed to help you in a brief study of God's Word, that you can be edified, be encouraged, learn more about God's Word, and learn more about us at Southside. Find out more about other studies, sermons, worship service times, and other information about Southside. You can always check us out at www.livingaschristians.com. Jonathan Absher and Michael Ray, members at Southside, are with you, help you lead you through a short study of God's Word today. And Jonathan, this study actually comes about from a little bit of, hopefully, an interesting question that I posed to you yesterday.
Yes. You and I share a common interest, economics.
Don't shut off the podcast. It gets better.
No, we promise it's better. I have a bachelor's degree in economics, and I think the bachelor's degree started with economics because studying that guarantees you're going to be a bachelor for a while. But it's something that we share in common, and so you asked me the question, what is the value of a soul according to the laws of economics?
Yes.
And you know that that's something that I delight in talking about, and it is the dismal science.
I knew that would give you hours on your bed trying to figure out how to answer that question biblically. How do you determine the value of a soul economically?
Yes, thank you for sleep deprivation. Well, the funny thing is I enjoy how clever you feel like you are, but you're not.
As usual.
You're not original. This question has been posed before, and posed by Jesus Christ, no less.
Yes.
In two different places, Mark 8:37 and Matthew 16:26.
Yes. So the verse you're referring to, Matthew 16:26, Jesus, and he actually poses this question also, kind of a rhetorical question, in Matthew 16:26. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits or loses his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For what will you value your soul? What price tag will you put on your soul? So, yes, you're right. It's not original.
Well, you've used two words there that I think we need to understand first. Now, your original question was, what value does a soul have? Okay. So we need to understand the difference between these two concepts, price and value. Price is a very objective thing. You go to the grocery store, you want to buy a pound of coffee, there's a price for it. Value is something different, though. Value is subjective. How much do I value that pound of coffee? If the price is $5 and I think it's only worth $4, I'm not going to buy it, because I value it less than the price.
Kind of inherent in those definitions, if I'm hearing you, is that we may value our souls differently. There's an objective price, and we'll talk about what that is, but the value that you place on your soul may be different than the value that I place on my soul.
Absolutely, and that is the exact point that Christ is making, this rhetorical question he asked, and he's saying, how do you value your soul? What do you think it's worth? And so that's what we're trying to explore. And the value of our souls is what we're willing to trade it for. It's what we're willing to exchange it for. And so depending on our attitude towards our soul is what we're willing to exchange it for. And so often we're willing to exchange it for meaningless, temporary, baseless things. And of course, we're talking about sin.
Yeah, and if you think that the idea of selling yourself or selling your soul because of sin is kind of creepy and not biblical, I would disagree. Because all the way back, even in the Old Testament, the idea that you could sell yourself in sin, it was a concept that God signed off on. Ahab was one of the most evil men we read about in Scripture, was a king of the northern kingdom. And Elijah said to him in 1 Kings 21 and verse 20, I have found you because you have sold yourself to do what is evil. The idea that you can value or you can exchange your soul for something evil, for something meaningless, well, that goes all the way back thousands and thousands of years, and it's just as true today. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, there's lots of times we exchange our soul for things that are transient and meaningless and temporary, and we don't even remember now what they are, but we traded our soul for them.
Right, and we can think about this in the idea of someone going to a pawn shop, in order not to besmirch the reputation of pawn brokers everywhere, but this is a good analogy. Someone comes into a pawn shop with something valuable, perhaps a ring, perhaps, let's say, their grandmother's pearl necklace, something that's very old, it's valuable both monetarily and to the family, there's a lot of emotional attachment and that kind of thing. So they bring it in, something very valuable, and they exchange it for what?
Pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar. Very few. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the track. We're going to go do something. We're going to spend this money, probably frivolously, but we've pawned something of great importance and value for something temporary that's going to be gone maybe in minutes or hours.
Yes. So the analogy, I think, works, right? That we've got something of great value and we're willing to exchange it for far less than it's worth. And that, you know, that's the decision, unfortunately, that people in the world are making every day, that they're exchanging their soul for that life of adultery or fornication. They're exchanging their soul for whatever they put ahead of God. They're exchanging their soul for living that life.
Right. And so let's recap. We were broke, but we had something of value. Now we've traded that thing of value to the pawnbroker. Now we've spent that money, and now we're broke again. We're broke, and we can't get that valuable thing back
unless we can afford to pay the pawn ticket.
Right.
And that's the other part, and that's where this kind of comes full circle, is that there is a price where that valuable item can be bought back, or literally the word is redeemed. You can redeem that pawn ticket. You can buy back that item that you gave up for little value. And if that sounds like a biblical word, it's because it is.
Absolutely. Well, we realize that there is someone who is willing to make that redemption for us, because we can't do it. We are broke, Michael. The only thing of value we had, we traded away. And so we need somebody to step in and pay that price. And guess what? That $20 we got, the price has gone up.
So tie it all together. Come with me to 1 Peter, the first chapter. And Peter explicitly tells us the price for which our soul can be redeemed. And he tells us, starting in verse 18, knowing that you were redeemed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, or you were bought back from the great pawn shop of our misdeeds, we were redeemed not with perishable things like silver or gold. Our soul couldn't be bought with those things, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. That is the price, because that's objective, that's fixed. That's what Christ is willing to pay to buy us back.
And so what we have to come to realize is we have to come to realize that our soul, which we once valued at $20 or fornication, that is worth so much more, and so much that our God was willing to give his son, willing to make the ultimate payment in the death of Jesus Christ, that we might be able to redeem that soul back.
So we are not able to get that soul back. We can't afford it.
Right.
Spiritually, we're bankrupt. But someone is willing to buy it back for us. And so what's the value? Well, what's the price of our soul? God set that price. And he set it at the blood of his son, the sinless son of God that came to the world. How valuable is our soul? Well, you know, what's your house worth? You may say your house is worth $200,000, but what's someone willing to pay? That's what it's worth. What's our soul worth? What's someone willing to pay? Jesus is willing to pay with his blood, with his life, with a priceless sum that we can't meet. Now, there are certain terms of sale. Now,
absolutely.
What's our house worth? Now, there's certain terms of sale. Now, there's certain terms of sale of Christ buying us back. But man, that value's high.
And you know that pawnbroker analogy continues to work, because there is a limited amount of time to redeem that pawn ticket, and once it's gone, it's gone. And we have the same problem with our souls. The unfortunate thing is we don't get a written statement of how many days we have to come and redeem that ticket. Christ has told us that he is going to come as a thief in the night, and we know not the day nor the hour. But we do know that if we are willing to realize the value of our souls, that our God is willing to give us that blank check to redeem us back from the devil and to save our souls so that we can be with him in eternity.
So how do you value your soul? Have we valued our souls for something cheap, for something short-term, for something meaningless? Or have we allowed Jesus to put that price of our soul in his blood and taken advantage of that sacrifice for us? Well, that's a question we'll have to answer for ourselves. But we thank you for listening to our podcast today and making that determination for yourself. If there's anything that we can help you with in your study with God, if there's any questions that you'd like to ask in follow-up to this or any of our podcasts, you can catch us at www.livingaschristians.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We'll be with you next time. You can always check out our next podcast. It should be coming up next week. Thanks.